Alma, what do we see? That loikonia le rabbi, that the owner, the master, the kohen does not own an eved ivri. In other words, an eved ivri is like a regular Jew. Is hochinami loikonia le rabbi. Here also the odin does not own an eved ivri. And like Rashi says, kufla rabbi yisrael me'al yehu v'chayit pesach. He's like a regular Yisrael, so he should be chayit to bring a korban pesach. So what kind of svar is that a teisha of a socher is potter from a korban pesach? So the kids say kids mean a regular eved ivri. So ela liafluya, ela mayat extra. The words teisha of a socher here is extra. So it comes to teach us that you learn out hilchos truma from hilchos korban pesach. Like we're saying, just like by korban pesach an oral is also to eat it. Who adin truma an oral is also to eat. For the gemara ve'akati mufni mitzad echadu, it's only extra on one side. We know that Reb Lezer Shiter is the Omar Mufni Mitzad Echad Lemeidin Umeshivin. Reb Lezer Shiter is, if you have a Gzera Shova, if it's only open on one side, but the other side is not extra, the klal is you could learn out. But Umeshivin, if you have a question, you could ask a kasher on the Gzera Shova. And here we have a kasher that Korban Pesach is more chama, more strict, there's a Chiv Chatis involved. Mashenke by Truma, there's no Chiv Chatis involved, so you can't learn out. Since by Pesach you do not need the word Teisha B'Sochir at all, it comes out that there are two extra words. So Shadia Chad Alamid V'Shadia Chad Amalamid. Leave one on the Lom what you're learning out from, and one what you're learning it from. In other words, make believe as if one is extra by Truma and one is extra by Korban Pesach. Therefore, in such a behavior like Zera Shova Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, if one like Zera Shova that's open on both sides, that's the klal, you can't ask the kasher on it. So that's how that's Reb Lezer's pshat that he knows by truma and oral a claim that's an oral is also teet a truma. For the Gemara, if you make an Zera Shova to learn out from Michos Korban Pesach, maybe ima Pesach oinein osaboy, just like an oinein. So it means if your mishpach, one of your mishpacha, your seven kravim was mace. Before they make the kfura, before they bury him, you're called an oinein. So halacha is that an oinein is also tita korban pesach. So ima pesach oinein is also boy. Maybe af truma oinein also boy. Maybe a kohen that's an oinein, his father or mother died before they made the kfura. Maybe he's also tita truma. He's also tita truma since he's an oinein. If you make an exera shara for the korban pesach, maybe all the halachas of the korban pesach apply to truma. And we know the loch is not like that. We know an oinein is allowed to eat truma. So Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Kro. Here's a special pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chol zar that we darshin zaris amati lecho v'lo yaninus." Who is not allowed to eat truma? A zar or Yisrael? He is not allowed to eat truma. But if you're a koyein, even though you're an oinein, still v'lo yaninus and aninus an oinein is allowed to eat truma. So the Mefarish Apostik here rebuy that an oinein is a ladi truma. For the Gemara, Eima v'loy arelis, maybe this Apostik that teaches us that somebody is a ladi truma is going on an oral. Like the Chol Zar, maybe only Yisrael can eat truma. But a Kohen, even if he's an oral, maybe he could eat truma. Like how do you know a Zar only means to come to include oinein? Maybe it comes to include an oral. So Gemara says, no, ha'ksiv, teisha v'sochir, but we have already Xer Shabbat to learn out Truma from Korban Pesach, that just like the Korban Pesach you cannot eat, who adin by Truma also you cannot eat. But for the Gemara, Ma Rais, true, but how do you know which one is which? Here, Gemara says again, Ma Rais, like how do you know which one is which? In other words, true. We have one limud of Teisha V'Socha to teach us, just like by Korban Pesach you cannot eat, who adin Truma you cannot eat. That is a pasuk of a chol zar to teach us that only a zar can eat truma, but another type of a kohen could eat truma. So you have one ribu to tell us that he could eat, one type of a kohen could eat, and one type of a kohen cannot eat. So the two type of kohens we're talking about is an oinein and a oral. So how do you know to say that an oral is not allowed to eat truma and an oinein could? Maybe change it around. So the Gemara says, Mistabras morvus svara arelis heavily in the rebuye. It's more of a svara to learn out from Teisha V'Socha that an oral, a kohen oral, is not lari truma. Why? Shekain, the parenthesis is, Maisim, Kruisim, Bedover, Ovid. These are simonim that we'll like soon learn. It means to say mechusa maisa. First of all, oral is mechusa maisa. You have to make a bris milah. It's missing something. It's a big thing. Right? O maisa v'gufay, the maisa, the action has to be done in your body. The yoinish chorus, there's a chiyav chorus shala milah. If you don't do milah, you chayav chorus. The yeshna lefnei adibur, the mitzvah's milah was given before ma'an teret avomavinu. O milah sechora v'yavodim makevis, and the locker is by a korban pesach. If you didn't make a bris milah on your eved or on your son, you're not allowed from the korban pesach. So you see, it's a chometik alocha on oral. So therefore, it's a svar to say an oral koyin is not allowed to truma. The Mara says no, adarava, just the opposite way. I'll show you some points that an oinin is more strict. Aninus hevel el rebuye. It's more of a svar to be marber an oinin that an oinin is not allowed to truma. A koyin, that's an oinin. If his one of his seven mishpachas died before they made the kfura, he's not allowed to truma. Why? Shekain yesh noy b'chol shor. It happens every time. Not every time, but it means to say is, by an oral, by milo, once you make a milo, that's it. You can never become an oral anymore. By shankin and oinein, it could happen once, twice, three times. Like as many as mishpach as you have, if they die, rachmonis, you're an oinein each time. So it could occur a few times. For neheges be anoshim of anoshim, it could also apply to an isha. An isha could lose her father, her mother. She also has to, she's an oinein. Mashenka the oral doesn't apply to Anisha. The Nbiyodi Lasakana Satsmai. Here also, once you're an Oinin, you can't fix yourself. Mashenka by Mila, it's Biyodi for you to fix yourself. So maybe an Oinin is more strict. The Gemara says, Hanech Nefishin. There are more Svaras to say that an oral is more strict than an Oinin. Therefore, the Svaras say that by an oral, he has a Chiv, he is also Tichruma. Mashenkin and Oinein, that's from the Pesach, V'chol Zara, that Zara Samat L'cho, V'loy Aninus, that an Oinein is allowed to eat Truma. Rav Omar Rava says, B'loy Hanech Nefishin Namal Motzes Amrit. Even without this svar, that there are more reasons to say oral is more strict than an Oinein, you can't say that an oral would be allowed to eat Truma. Why? L'motz Amrit, that Shebe Shafkinun Arlus, T'chsir Begufay de Pesach, V'yafinun Aninus, Mi Pesach, te Pesach gufa mi maisa gaminim. Like if you have a postek teisha v'socher, that we're learning out a locha that it says by korban Pesach applies to truma. There's a svar to say the dinner that an oral is not larit from a korban Pesach, that it says clearly in the parsha of korban Pesach. There's a svar to learn out teisha v'socher what it says beferish in the parsha of korban Pesach to the lochas of truma that an oral is not larit truma. Mashenkin, that the loch is that an oinin is not larit from the Korban Pesach, it does not say that din in the parsha of Korban Pesach by itself. How do we know it by Korban Pesach? We have to learn it out from Eiser. So if it's not mistavra to make the gzeir shov of teisha v'socher from a din oinin that does not say in the parsha itself, learn it out to truma. It's more of a svar to say that the gzeir shov is teaching us that an oral, a kain that's an oral, he's not larit truma. Because that says the feirish by Korban Pesach, that an oral is not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara now another kasha. Ima Pesach milas zechora v'yavod of makeves. Maybe just like by Korban Pesach. The locker is if you have a son that you did not make a breast milah on, or else you have an eved kinani that you did not make a breast milah on him yet, the locker is you cannot eat the Korban Pesach, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach. Maybe you have truma. Maybe the same thing with Kayin. That milas zechora v'yavod of makeves. Maybe if the kohen has a son, or the kohen has an eved kenani, and he did not give a bris milah to him yet, maybe the father, the kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. Learn out this din from Korban Pesach also back to truma. Like it's the same pasha of hilchos arelus. So Morantes or Makro, the pasuk says by Korban Pesach, o maltoi oisoi oz yoichal boy. That when you make a milah on your son, then you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. It says lashon of boy, oz yoichal boy. So we darshin milas zechora v'yavodov makeves boy. Where is that loch if you don't make a bris milah on your son or your eved? You can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Only boy, this din only applies by Korban Pesach. Milecha b'pesach. It stops you from eating the Korban Pesach. But v'ein milas zechora v'yavodov makeves b'truma. But that does not stop you from eating truma. As long as you yourself have a bris milah, even though your son or whoever does not have it, pshita the kain is a lari truma. For the Gemara Yehachiv, that's true that you're making the drasha from boy. Umalta oisai oz yechaboy. Eima, let's say the pasuk also says, kol oral lo yechaboy. The pasuk by Korban Pesach says clearly that an oral is lo yechaboy. So maybe dashin boy any oichol. An oral cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Av lo yechalu b'truma. There should be a deed that he is allowed to eat truma. So Gemara says this she can't make. Why? Because so exceed feisha v'sacher. We have already the Gzeira Shova, Feisha v'sacher. It has to come to teach us that an oral is not allowed to eat truma. For the Gemara Marayis, like what's the Svara to say? Like Manashach, you have a posik, a boy in both places. For your orla, and for the orla of your son, or for the orla of your evid. So how do you know which one to say is makiv, which one is not makiv? So the Gemara says, Mistabro, that Oral is the Gufoy Hevel El Rabuyoy. It's more of a svar to say that you, if you're an Oral, the Kain himself is an Oral, it's more of a svar to say that he cannot eat Truma. Why should Kain Maise the Gufoy? The Onish Chorus. That an action has to be done to his body, and if he doesn't do it, he's Chayiv Chorus. For the Gemara Adarabba, let's say the opposite way, Mila Zacharov Yavodav Hevel El Rabuyoy, Shekain Yeshna Bechol Sho. That your kids and your avodim, it's not only one time. You could have a few children. You could have a few avodim. It happens a few times. So maybe that's more strict. So more first of all, it says hanach nefishin. The first one, your body, your own orla, that is the more of it has two svaras. First of all, it's anish chorus, and it's a maista begufay. So that's why it's more of a svar to say that that's makiv to eat a truma is your orla. Mashenke, and your kid's orla does not stop you from eating truma. The boy is same another svar as poshit. Beloy hanach nefishin amil emotis armit. Even without the svar, that there are more reasons of to say that you are more stricter than your sons. Still, I can't say your son stops you and not you. Why? A svara. Mi yikum midi, is there anything? The oral is to gufei loy maak fadei. That if you are an oral, it does not stop you from eating truma. But oral is the achrini maak fadei. But if your son or your evid is an oral, that should stop you from eating truma? Like, what kind of svar is that? Havad is more of a svar to say, if you're an oral, you can't eat. But once you're telling me, no, even though the crane himself was an oral, he's allowed to eat truma, pshitu is allowed to eat, even if his son doesn't have an oral. Like, what kind of svar is that? The son could be more strict than him. So therefore, Havad, what's makiv is your oral. Mashenken, your son, adawidashen, omal to oisoy, oz yoicha boy. Only in the Korban Pesach is it makiv, and not fechilas truma. Mor says, no, hash to the yamrit, boy le drashu the yosu, that the word boy means a drashu, so, kol ben necher, lo yoicho boy lomuli. That's what it says by Korban Pesach, a ben necher, that means somebody that's rashu's misnaker, a liboy le shemayim. In other words, he's kaifer in Hashem, like an abikaris. So he cannot eat from a Korban Pesach. Says, loshim do lo yoichal boy. What do we do with the word boy? So more dashins, boy, hamoras dash.